Welcome to His Ability, a show that speaks out to the handicapped community. Your host is the owner of Utilay Home Care Plus. And now, here's your host, Lynn Suzak.
Thanks again for joining us on His Ability. My name is Lynn Suzak. I'm your host, and this is a show where we talk about God's ability to do wonderful things in our lives, even under tragic circumstances such as disabilities. I've got my daughter again, Bethany, physician. My daughter, my oldest. My name was physician for 20 years before I got remarried as Lynn Suzak, and so all my children's last name is physician, and that was an interesting thing going into the hospitals all the time with the last name physician.
Imagine being in nursing school with it. It's quite interesting.
Nurse physician, and then your last name is about to change in about a month.
Yes, it is.
Just getting married. So we have all these wonderful changes happening in our lives. Last week we talked a little bit about what it was like to be little with a mother in a wheelchair, mm-hmm. and how you would, you know, some people would pretend to go to work as a secretary, and, you know, maybe you did that too, but my children actually pretended to be paralyzed and wheel around in my extra chairs and, you know, put mittens on their hands so they could, you know, see what it was like not to be able to use your hands, mm-hmm. and, you know, have the other person be a caregiver.
Yep.
So I didn't really know that you guys were doing that much, but that was one of the things that you guys did growing up. So let's get into some of the questions, Bethany, that people ask you. We talked about how you tell the story about my accident, and then you describe now how my life is, because, you know, people get like, oh, how sad. And then, you know, you start telling them, but now she's doing this and she's doing that. And then they get all confused and as to how I could be doing all these things in my mm-hmm. life, praise God. I don't really know how I'm doing it all, but it's happening. That I really am paralyzed, but God is still actually conducting my life and has brought so many things into my life that it's I seem to be able at a point where I've got so much going on in my life. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. So we're excited about that. But Bethany, tell me, what are some of the most common questions that you hear?
Well, a lot of it starts off with when I tell the story about your accident, they'll say, well, what do you, you know, they'll ask me to explain it, and I will. And mostly when I say, you know, she drives, they say, what do you mean she drives? How does she drive? And I say, well, she has a van, and it lowers, and the ramp comes out, and she goes up into it and locks into this position, and then, you know, she uses hand controls and all these buttons, and they're all confused. And they used to ask me how you used to go to work when you worked at DFCU. And I would tell them, you know, you just go to the bank and you come home when you need help and things like that. And now you obviously go to your office and everything's the same. But other questions, probably, you know, oh, she got remarried. You know, when did this happen? I said, oh, a couple of years ago. And so they're just, you're already in the wheelchair, and people are kind of baffled by that sometimes. And then a lot of questions come about having children. How you had, you mean she had kids after she was paralyzed? Yeah. Well, how does that work? And I'm like,
well, what do you mean?
Really? Yeah. They're like, what do you mean?
Which,
how does that work?
Right.
And so it's kind of, well, she just had normal children, normal births, and they're, you know, she didn't have, you know, surgery. And I'm like, only one out of five. And they're just,
they're so confused.
And people's faces when you, that's the funniest part, is they see you, you know, maybe I'll bring them home and you'll go flying by in your wheelchair. Hello, goodbye. And you're going into your room or whatever. And they look at me and you can see their face start to change. And they start going, well, what happened to your mom? And at this point, like, I'm so used to it. So, and I go into the story, but it's just, you know, that they don't know if they should ask the question or not. And I know that you've said more than once you'd rather somebody just come up and ask you rather than, you know, look at you and not think they can say something. So
yeah,
those are the questions I get most often.
So we're gonna ask those questions right now so that the audience could hear some of those questions. Okay, so some people want to know, Bethany, what was it, being a child raised by a mother in a wheelchair, was that burdensome? How was it you know, burdensome. I mean, I know there's a lot of kids that are raised by unfortunate circumstances, such as, you know, maybe an alcoholic parent. So that's a real burden. And things like that, or somebody else, you know, so many other situations. What do you feel, maybe, was there any burdens that you can remember, or what was it like? How did it balance out for you?
I don't remember specific challenges other than
having your mom be different than other moms.
Different, but even in that, it was kind of like with five kids, you kind of want attention, and so it was kind of something interesting to tell people. Not that I'm using your disability for, you know, my own personal gain, but at the same time, it was kind of interesting to be able to talk about it and know what I know about you and the certain things that you have to go through. So I know how to hand you a glass of water, and I know how to give you a pen and pull you forward so that you're not sitting the right, you know, in a certain position too long. We've been, you'd say, please come pull me forward. We were 5 years old and we knew how to do it.
And it was just, kind of fun,
I think. Was interesting to know all this care. And nowadays, you know, I've had people tell me, you're so nice. You take care of your mom. And in my opinion, it's just kind of what you do in terms of, you know, oh, can you grab me my pick, or can you give me this? Or, oh, I know that, you know, mom can pick up her fork by herself. It just might take her a few more seconds. So then you have the aspect of people saying, well, aren't you going to help her? When, you know, they see
you take
an extra few seconds to do something, and I feel sometimes that people are like, well, why don't you help her and do it for her? And there are some things I know you want to do by yourself. So burden in terms of, you know, has it affected my life negatively? I think no, because kids are resilient and we learn to manage whatever situations we have. So it was kind of just like learning a second language. You just learn a second lifestyle. And
exactly.
I don't know what it's like not to live with this, so it wouldn't. It's different. Like, we have another client who she was injured after her kids were older, 8, 9, 10 years old. I don't know what that would be like. I mm-hmm. think that would be a lot more difficult, mm-hmm. but they're doing it too. So
right. Very good. And God puts these things in our life mm-hmm. to give us appreciation for what we have. And I think that, you know, I really trusted God that having children was not going to be a bad thing, that, you know, mm-hmm. that somehow if he was having me in this situation, that your lives would be, you know, more full for mm-hmm. for whatever reason. I did feel myself deprived of, you know, me not being able to do as much with you. And some every once in a while, you guys would want me to do something that, oh, you know, you can't do that, you know. But I think for the most part, I don't know if you felt, you know, like, oh, my mom can't do that, so now, you know, she can't partake in this.
Well, it's funny because it's how functional you really are. It wasn't really too many. There weren't really too many options besides, like, oh, mom can't get into that building because either dad has to come and help her with the wheelchair, or, you know,
just
like
how we're gonna do it, not if we're gonna do it.
Yeah, it was a lot of that, like going to the zoo. You know, earlier you would need to be taken care of every 4 hours, so it was like, you know, depending on
right timing.
Yeah, timing. Everything was mostly the concern, but.
But
really
we made it work.
We did a lot of things, so it wasn't that difficult.
Oh, that's very, very good. I'm also, so the people that, you don't feel that a lot of people looked at you and felt sorry for you over the years?
If they did, I quickly changed their opinion because they would ask me, and I'd be like, people would say stuff like that, like, well, aren't you sad that your mom can't walk? I'm like, no, why does it, you know? I just never... When you're a kid, especially, you don't understand, especially if that's the only thing you've grown up with, I don't understand why that would be a bad thing, because, you know, it's just normal.
Right.
So I never felt bad for me, and I didn't, and people would say that. They'd be like, well, I feel bad for you. I'm like, don't. I have everything I want. So
praise
it's just
God.
Funny.
Well, that's excellent. Well, other than those experiences, I remember we talked too about some of the times that we've been in the store, and as a little kid, you know, being that I'm just mom to you. Mm-hmm. So, unfortunately, you had to endure some looks from people as you grew up, where, you know, we might be arguing in the store, just like any two parent and child. And what do you remember having to go through with that?
I just remember, you know, when you're a kid, not necessarily is anybody going to be on your team when you're, you know, arguing with your mom or really mad about something that's insignificant. But I had it even worse when I'm, you know, I'm mad about, oh, I can't believe mom did this and mom shouldn't be doing that. And I can't believe this. And I'm arguing with you and people are looking at me like I'm this terrible person because I'm arguing with this woman in a wheelchair. And they just don't understand, you know, like when you're 8 years old, throwing a temper tantrum in the store, nobody feels, everybody feels extra bad for you because you're in a wheelchair. How can this child be doing that? And it's just, so you especially when you're old enough to understand, then it's like, oh, then so I feel worse.
You actually felt more convicted about that. Did you see people looking at you
people
like that?
People would say something to me, or I could see people looking at me like, why are you talking to her like that? You know, not that I should have been anyway. That was wrong. But it's, you know, you don't get the extra, oh, she's just a kid, this is okay.
It's, how could you dare to say?
Yes, it was very different.
And that. As you get older, too, I know each person that's with me, you know, when we have normal negative type conversations, mm-hmm. and could be, you know, it's always the other person that gets the looks. And
well, and people think sometimes, like, maybe think that you're helpless, and, you know, I know you're not helpless, so if I'm mad at you, I'm going to tell you I'm mad at you, and everybody
you feel like
else
shouting
is,
it to the world, yes. She's not helpless, she's just like,
well, you know, they're looking
she's
at me
to
like,
blame. that's what
they're just looking at me like I'm terrible for disagreeing with you over something, because, you know, they you look like you're helpless, but then you come right back and you're not. So I don't feel so bad.
Well, that's very enlightening. I think that that about sums up some of the things mm-hmm. you've gone through. Excellent. I'm just very proud to watch you grow up, and and I'm still in denial about your getting married in
a
month.
It's happening next month, Mom. You need to get over it.
And she's moving out with getting married and changing her name.
Hi, Dan.
And we're very excited about it. But our big full family is about to make room for, well, lose one, and
It's not
empty. We need the bedroom anyway,
so
we're not too sad to see her go. But
no.
We will. I am still having her as my caregiver, and that has really mm-hmm. bonded us.
I'll still be here.
Yeah, we're doing really well. Well, I'm really blessed to have God having done all these things in my life, and I just hope that helps some people out there understand that even under tragic family circumstances, God is going to, if you let Him, He will really blossom and do good things in your life. And thanks for joining us today, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to His Ability. You can email Lynn at life@hisability.com. That's life@hisability.com. Or visit hisability.com. If you're in the need of home health care, please call a Utilee at 734-261-1220. That's 734-261-1220. Thanks for tuning in, and you can hear His Ability every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on WMUZ 103.5, The Light.